Tuesday, July 19th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, there's a new Gallup poll out saying Americans' confidence in newspapers and television news has plummeted to an all-time low, according to the latest annual Gallup survey of trust in U.S. institutions. The top three institutions that Americans say they have the most trust in are small business, the military, and police. Police poll far better than religion, which is at 37%. Harry, there were 16 categories. The category in which Americans said they had a great deal of confidence was small business. The category that had the least percentage of American affirmation was Congress. Only 7% of Americans have a great deal of confidence in their Congress.
You can almost predict this in light of what you hear just standing out on the street corner as people talk. Now, remember, this is Gallup. They do this on a regular basis. They're right more than they're wrong. And so what is the bottom line verdict on this? Well, let me do a little cautionary statement first, Tom. There are some who would look at this and say, well, it's about time that the message went out to these institutions. They're not trustworthy anymore. Well, I understand why people may say that. But listen, these kind of statistics are indicative of the unraveling of a society and a culture. These statistics that are revealed across the board, the loss of confidence, the loss of respect for these institutions, these are foundational institutions to society, military, governing institutions, the church, corporate America, etc. All of those, and none of them escape the downturn. Now, can some of this be attributed to the consequential dislocations of the pandemic and the irregular responses to it over the last couple of years? Yes. But did that create this issue, or did it exacerbate and reveal the depth of this issue? And is there something else at work here? This is ultimately a leadership issue. It's not so much in the rank and file of who occupies these institutions. It's a loss of confidence in the leadership and the results of that leadership in the rank and file. We need better leaders in business. We need better leaders in government. And I'm not talking about pragmatic leadership that, quote, gets the results. I'm talking about leadership that not only is competent, but leadership that is the content of a right world and life view and the character of trustworthiness. People that you can look to know that they carry themselves respectfully. I would look right within the church itself. Look at the loss of confidence in religion. I think it's directly traced to the lack of consistency, the lack of character that has been manifested in so many of those who occupy positions of leadership within the religious community. The number one issue in leadership that produces confidence, that produces allegiance and affection, and that produces respect is character. People that you look at and you know that they are led by the depth of their character, that they know what's right, they believe what's right, and they're going to act in accordance with what is right. Character, number one. Number two would be content. They have a consistent world and life view, one that's not driven by their own personal greed, one that's not driven by their personal advancement, but something that is rooted in what is actually right. They have the character to do the right thing, and they have a world and life view that manifests a right concept of where the issues of life are and how to communicate that and how to align with it personally as well as advocate for it publicly. Thirdly, they have to have competence. They not only do the right thing personally, they not only know the right thing in terms of world and life view, but thirdly, they have the ability to deliver. And then fourthly, they have to have coherency in life. In other words, They haven't segmented their life that they do one thing privately, they do another thing publicly. And the last thing is commitment. Leaders have to be committed. They have to be committed to take care of the people that they lead, and they have to be committed to multiplying leaders for the future itself. Now, having said that we need better leadership with these five marks that I just gave, Tom, I don't think that ultimately the answer is simply one of leadership. Let me give you my second analysis on this. This is the product of 60 plus years of a political agenda to create incoherence and instability in the institutions of America for the purpose of a political, social, and cultural revolution that's rooted in a secular, atheistic, materialist view of society embraced by Marxism. I do believe that's at work, and it has found its way into the boardroom, into the faculty room, into the entertainment world, and it has even found itself into the halls of Congress, judiciaries, and the executive branches of government. I believe that this Marxist initiative is one of creating chaos, and when you have chaos and you lose confidence in your institutions, now you are ripe for a revolution. It is being driven by big business. It is being driven by big government, by educational institutions. It is being driven by journalism, and it is being driven by the entertainment and media world. They have another agenda for the culture of this nation, which is one of neo-paganism. They have another agenda in terms of religion, which is the messianic government. The government is your savior, and therefore the chaos creates instability. And with instability and a loss of confidence, the moment for revolutionary action is then presented. The bottom line is we are in need of a reformation. A gospel resurgence is what we're in need of. And we're in need of education in the area of civics. How was this American experiment born? Where did law-directed free market economics come from? Where did the checks and balances of our civil structure come from? Where did the notion of a constitutional republic come from? We need an educational initiative, but more than that, we need the church to be on mission, on message, and in ministry, because ultimately we need to deny the message that the government is your Messiah and present the majesty of the Son of God who has come to save us from our sins and his glorious redeeming work of forgiveness and transformation by the power of the gospel of grace. What you are seeing unraveling in our nation is the fact these institutions were born out of a reformation and a gospel awakening. They have been maintained and matured through an active, imperfect, but yet intentional ministry of an evangelical thrust of the truth of God's word throughout our society. The Marxist movement left the fields of protest in the 1960s and went to the boardrooms of business, the halls of academia, and the decision-making rooms of the entertainment world, and the professing church got into a cul-de-sac of self-absorption instead of a great commitment to the Great Commission and living the Great Commandment. So may God grant us in this nation a glorious work of the gospel, and a nation is blessed, and all the nations of the world would yet be blessed from a gospel resurgency and reformation in Christ Church. May that happen again. And may the church then produce not only leaders for the church, but leaders from the church into the world.
If you would like to have access to resources, audio, video, and written resources that will challenge and encourage your walk in the Lord Jesus Christ, may we commend to you the Briarwood app. Simply go to your favorite app store, type in Briarwood PCA. The app is yours at no charge. Well, do stop by again tomorrow, Wednesday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.